All right, we should be good. All right, so yeah, this can happen. You know, you're going through the program, you're progressing, and then you kind of get stuck. And it makes sense around, you know, weeks 1 through 4 are kind of like the upheaval weeks, if you think about it. It's all new information. It's a whole brand new way of operating. It's actually the opposite way you've been taught to, you know, instead of focusing on the external, focus on the internal. So, you know, weeks 1 through 4 can be, it's a little bit of an upheaval, you know, between the information and the practicing of the work. So hearing that you got through 4 and didn't feel you were at the place to get to 5, and, you know, we said, okay, go back to 1 and let's make sure you're a master at this stuff, and then we'll move you on. Because weeks 5 through 8 just build on the work, but it's not like brand new work. Like this is brand new stuff, right? To you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And you said, you know, what did I learn before? You know, I mastered cognitive behavioral therapy successfully for 20+ years, and then I'll use where I had a relapse here. You know, certainly worse. And I want to be careful because when I talk to Coach Mike, he always says, mm-hmm. I don't want to worry about that stuff. So
yeah.
I want to be careful about what I say to you and whether or not I'm saying the right things. But nonetheless, you know, 20+ years of success with cognitive behavioral therapy. And then, you know, my world kind of imploded in February. I fear the fear.
Yeah.
And so to your point, this is completely different. And, you know, I'll be very frank with you because, you know, this is all about, you know, the outcome here and the success of the outcome. And for me, you know, to say that I break it down into, is it really that simple? Acceptance and resistance? It seems too
right.
simple for me. And so, you know, that's where I go into the, you know, as I go through the acceptance, you know, the doubt part of the whole thing, the fear part of the whole thing. So, you know, for me, maybe I'm overthinking it, but nonetheless, I've got to overcome that. And, you know, accept the fact that maybe this is what it takes. It's different than CBT. CBT is no longer working for me. So hence why I'm involved in this program. And you know what? I was recommended from my wife who knew of a student, a high schooler who went through this and was really in a bad place and came out of it successfully. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know you guys have had great success with a large number of people. So, I shouldn't be on the suspicious part of, is it that simple? I should be on the believer part that it's been successful. So maybe that's part of why I haven't progressed as quickly as I'd like to. I don't know for
yeah.
sure, but nonetheless. I told Coach Mike, you know, so my psychologist has said I've got the PTSD because I just went through, for me, a very extraordinarily difficult time in February and March. And I still, you know, even thinking about how difficult that time was, I still fear it. But where I'm at today, I'm in a much better place. There's no
mm-hmm.
question about it. It's not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But without question, when I go back 3, 4, 5 months, I'm in a much better place. And I do credit this program for a lot of that. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, for example, this morning, so I'm a Rotarian, and I take a very large role in an event that we plan. That
mm-hmm.
is right, you know, we're right in the midst of it. And as I was going through the planning process this morning, we had a meeting. I got a little anxious because, you know, September and October are big months for all this.
Mm-hmm.
And in years past, I never got anxiety. I love this stuff. I was, you know, I was very confident in my skill set. And
mm-hmm.
this time I got a little anxious. And literally, while I was on the phone in the meeting, I started going through the acceptance phase. You know, I accept that I'm experiencing some fear right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing concerns right now, and that's okay. And it's kind of interesting that I'm doing this as I'm on the phone with these people. You know, they obviously can't see it, but I'm accepting. You know, I woke
mm-hmm.
up this morning for no reason. I was playing football yesterday with the kids, and so my chest was a little sore. One of my phobias that I've dealt with is, you know, my heart, and I did speak with Coach Mike about that, and you know, he had some experience with some other people that went through that successfully, and so I woke up and my chest was a little tight this morning, so that's the first thing I think of. So I accept that I'm experiencing some discomfort right now. That's okay. And I went through it, and, you know, I sat down. I had about 15 minutes before this meeting. I sat down, and I accepted, and I can feel the decline in anxiety as I went through the acceptance. So I know it's working. I know that I'm making progress. But, you know, my note to you this morning, what I asked is, how do you know that you're there, right? And I know I'm not there, but, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, maybe that's not important, but I am on medication for the first time in my life. Never thought I would be medicated. I don't even know if the medications are working, to be honest with you. But, you know, nonetheless, this is the sort of stuff that's on my mind that I'm going through. But I can tell you, without question, the program that you're putting me through is providing me with some level of confidence, with some improvement, with another way of dealing with it. I just, you know, I just don't know, is, you know, is it more of the meds that are working? Is it more this program that's working? Is it the both? You know, when do I try to get off the meds so I know that this program is actually doing what I need it to do? So I just threw a ton at you. That's what's on my mind. I don't know if that's the right thing to talk to you about. But as I mentioned in speaking with Coach Mike, I went through, you know, 1 through 4. He didn't feel I was there, so we started over. And again, I'm back on module 3, and my next thing is to, you know, listen to the acceptance module. So that's kind of where I'm at. That's what's on my mind, and I hope that's the right things I should be telling you. But if not, certainly let me know, and I'll redirect my conversations in a different way going forward.
No, I mean, here's the thing. The only thing I care about is your state of being. Okay? So, and that's the only thing hopefully you're moving towards only caring about, because that's what's creating your thoughts. That's what's creating the conversation we're having right now, your experience of the conversation, the words you're saying, the feelings you're feeling as you speak them. That's your state of being, right? And the state of being is the cause of all of it. All we do is choose our state of being, okay? So a couple of things you said, you know, how do you know you're there? There's nowhere to get to. You're always there, but you're resisting being there. Okay? So acceptance is our natural state of being. We're always in it, just like the sky is always blue, no matter how many clouds are in front of it. Like I'm sitting, you've got a rainy day, right? Past day or two. There are clouds in front of the sky. Is the sky not blue?
It is.
Well, we're always in our state of being of acceptance. We can't not be in our state of being of acceptance. But acceptance is pure freedom. So pure freedom means I have to have the ability to resist being in my natural state. And that's all we're doing. That's all we've done unconsciously for so long. It doesn't matter how long, because the only thing that matters is this moment. So that's why there's nowhere to get to. There's only a choice to make in this moment. Are you going to choose resistance, or are you going to choose acceptance? Do you want to expand acceptance? Do you want to expand resistance? Because that's all that's happening. So it's not that the resistance, when you're doing the acceptance, when you had that discomfort, when you're doing the acceptance, it's not that the resistance dissipates. It's that the acceptance expands. That's what's happening in that moment. Every time you say, I accept, I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay. You're consciously choosing to expand acceptance. Do it consistently enough, then acceptance starts creating your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your reality. Okay? So if you were doing acceptance consistently, say for the last, you know, since you learned it, right? If you were doing it consistently instead of defaulting to your thinking, then we would be having a very different conversation right now. Right? Because acceptance would create a conversation that says, I've been a machine. I've been doing the acceptance. When I think, I just accept through it. I don't believe my thoughts anymore. And this is what's happening. I feel that confidence again. I feel that flow, that ease, that grace. I feel that success. I feel that love. I feel that connection. Why? Because you're consistently expanding the state of being, your natural state. You're choosing to be in your natural state instead of resist it now. That's why resistance doesn't feel right. It's like a warning flag. Hey, Patrick, you're choosing resistance. You're choosing resist the natural state you're already in. You sure you want to do that? Right? And that's why acceptance feels so natural, because it's our natural state. So the conversation, what you just said to me is perfectly fine. My question is, you know, what's your state of being as you're having that conversation? There's doubt. There's fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was some acceptance that you're getting results. So throughout what you said, you went through a bunch of different states of being. But if we weren't having this conversation, if you weren't talking to me, you would still be having that conversation in your head.
Absolutely.
And it's when you default to thinking about it instead of accepting through the thinking, that's your key issue. That's it. You said, I forget how you phrased it earlier. It wasn't like, am I doing it right? It was, but there was something you said that related to, you know, to the idea,
how do I know?
You know, why aren't I there yet? How do you know? Well, yeah, again, you know, because you're expanding, you feel the acceptance. Your words start to change, your thoughts start to change. But again, there's no place to get to. There's only a choice to make in this moment. So what's happening for you is you're defaulting back to your thinking, and you're believing your thinking over choosing acceptance. That simple. And it makes perfect sense. You know, it's, you know, people come through this program with different previous learnings. You just happen to have a lot of learnings that relates to the, you know, cerebral and thinking and analyzing, and that's just the experience you've created through your state of being, right? Which is fine. You're free to have any experience, but it doesn't mean you're locked into that experience. If that experience isn't serving you anymore, all you have to do is choose acceptance and create the new experience and focus on what you want to create next. So there's the Patrick that's the, you know, analyzer, thinking, you know, which is all good skills, trust me. When it doesn't have anything to do with you, you're not a problem to be solved. Never were, never have been. Using those skills to work through a math problem or inventing something, that's powerful. But you have to remember, those skills aren't creating anything. Your state of being while you're using those skills is creating. Your state of being while you're having these conversations in your head is what's creating the next conversation. That's why you want to be very conscious. It's so easy to slip back into the thinking, right?
Well, that's my natural state. It really is. As you mentioned, I'm very analytical. Go ahead.
I'm going to correct you there. I'm sorry, Patrick. I just want to be very clear. It is not your natural state. Acceptance is your natural state.
Okay.
Acceptance is your natural state. You can create any experience of yourself. You, right now, you could be having the experience of being, analyzing and problem solving and all those things, which is perfectly fine until it doesn't serve you anymore or until you turn those on to yourself. That's where the problem is. You're trying to fix yourself, which is resistance. And the more you try to fix, the more you don't get, quote unquote, fixed, right? You're not a problem to be solved. So you can have create the experience of Patrick who analyzes and thinks a lot and then turns it on himself. You can certainly have that experience. But you can also create the experience of Patrick who is calm, peaceful, in the flow, that experience you can create as well. So it's not your natural state. And that's, you keep saying, I'm a thinker or I'm an analyzer. That's not who you are. You are a creator choosing a state of being, and that state of being is creating your experience. You're never tied into anything, a personality, a skill set. You're never tied into any of those things.
So how do I go about I guess this is a point of clarity. You know, again, as you mentioned, the state of being, right? And I am conscious of that much more so than I have been in the past as a result of this program that I'm going through. I will, in my experience here, as I go through, I'll say, different phases of the day and the acceptance phase and my state of being, you know, for example, I'll sit on the beach in a chair and I'll start mm-hmm. going through an acceptance phase, even though I'm not feeling, you know, when I measure my level of anxiety, you know, this week, if I were to measure it, you know, it's between a 0 and a 2. But although I'm not feeling anxiety, I will sit on the beach in a chair and go through acceptance, saying, "I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now. It's okay." Although I really don't feel it, is that appropriate for me to be doing, or is it only when I'm feeling anxious?
Okay, so two things. There's no phases of acceptance. There's only consistency or non-consistency.
Okay.
So you don't sit, you know, this isn't about taking an hour out of your day, sitting down, just doing acceptance and then forgetting about it the rest of the day, just to be clear. What you said earlier on the call, you started accepting. But you don't want to reactively accept. You want to be aggressively accepting your state of being all day because you're making a choice every moment of the day. Okay, so that's the first thing. Every moment you're making a choice, you're either choosing acceptance or resistance, every moment. And then that state of being, whichever one you choose, is going to create everything else. So our job is to keep dialed into our state of being all day, and choose acceptance as much as possible. Okay, so that's number one. You don't go in and out of it. You become a machine at it. It's the thing that's creating everything else. It should be the only thing we do all day long. And then everything else around us would just happen. So there's that piece. The next piece is you only accept your current state of being. You don't manufacture a state of being. So absolutely, okay. You're right. In that moment, if you're sitting on the beach and you're looking at the ocean and you're thinking, wow, I accept I'm experiencing wonder right now. It's okay. You know, maybe a thought of, oh, God, what if I don't get that done before I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. And then maybe you look at, you know, your kids and you go, oh, my God, I'm so in love with my kids. I accept them strength and love right now. It's okay. You just keep choosing acceptance no matter what your current state of being is. But you're absolutely right. You don't manufacture a state of being.
Okay.
You identify your current state of being.
So let me, and the reason I appreciate that word manufacture, some of the state of being, is because sometimes I'm having a hard time connecting with my state of being.
Mm-hmm.
Is that unusual? So,
well,
you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sit on the beach and, you know, in terms of acceptance, I accept that I'm experiencing hope right now and it's okay. You know, I went through that a bunch yesterday, and I do practice throughout the day, randomly throughout the day, acceptance. So, but sometimes, you know, it's interesting as I'm doing it, I'll start to do it and then I'll completely forget and I'll go on to something else. I don't know. Is that mm-hmm. normal?
It's not that it's normal or not. It's just that sometimes when you accept, you start to, you're expanding the acceptance, and then since you're feeling better, you just move on. But here's the thing, when you're learning this, you still have to continue to accept. Because when you move on, you drop your awareness. Okay? So for example, Mike and I have been doing this for years. We can tell immediately, within a split second, if our state of being changes, right? So we don't have to be consistently choosing acceptance all day because we live in acceptance. But if we have any resistance that comes in, we can tell immediately. When you're learning this, you've lived in resistance most of your life. So you're not going to notice it as much because it feels like the norm. But so when you're learning this, your job is to be aware. That's why I say be aggressively aware all day. Don't go in and out, especially when you've created this experience of being a thinker. You're just going to start thinking, and you're going to be unconsciously choosing your state of being again. So I think, Patrick, for you, there's two things. First, you have to become aggressively aware. Well, there's three things. You have to become aggressively aware. You don't drop your awareness at all. So as soon as you're aware you're awake in the morning, you start accepting. And you continue to accept as you're going to the bathroom, as you're taking a shower, as you're doing, you know, you sit down to do your acceptance, as you're getting the kids ready, as you're headed out the door, as you're driving in the car, as you're pumping gas, as you're standing in line at a grocery store, at work, at meetings, just like you did on the phone call. All those moments when you're in your head thinking, you should be accepting through the thinking. Don't just think. When you just think, you're unconsciously choosing states of being. And you're unconsciously choosing the state of being that created and is maintaining the conversation in your head, the thinking.
Which is resistance.
Exactly. Typically. Until you do enough acceptance where the conversation in your head is, you know, is created by acceptance. And you have those throughout the day too, right?
Yes.
It's not that you're sitting in resistance all day. And that's why it's so critical, back to the part of being aware and not manufacturing your state of being, but being honest about what your current state of being is and realizing it doesn't matter. Because all I do is I use it to choose acceptance. That's all. That's it. It doesn't matter that I had a thought about what happened back in February. What matters is my state of being in this moment. Okay, it's fear. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay.
And what you pointed out to me is I'll be better at recognizing my state of being that I am today with practice. Because I, admittedly, yes, I'm not always good at recognizing my state of being. But that takes time, is what you said. So it's not unusual for someone like me to not be an expert of recognizing my state of being.
No, of course. And let's give you a couple of techniques. If you're doing acceptance and you have absolutely no clue what your state of being is, it's a state of being of need.
Okay. And go through that, because I get there a lot.
Yeah, no,
tell
it's
me
just,
more
about
that.
Sorry, it's not a state of being of need. Pardon me. I had one thought jumped right to the next thought. I apologize. If you have no clue what your state of being is, it's a state of being of confusion. I don't know. Simple. I don't know something. That means I'm confused. Okay, I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. Now, if you kind of know what your state of being is, but you're not sure how to label it, just ask yourself how you're feeling. If you feel okay, it's acceptance. If you don't feel okay, it's resistance. Keep it simple.
Okay.
Simple, simple, simple. Okay.
This is very helpful. This is the clarity that I needed.
Good. And then when it comes to need, you see, when you've created this experience of choosing, being a thinker, an analyzer, when you're putting those things onto you, you're in a state of being of need. I need to fix something about me, right? If you're using it on solving a problem at work, whatever, beautiful. But as soon as you turn it on to you, you're in a state of being of need. So one of the things you're probably saying to yourself, I know for a fact, is I need to understand this better in order to get it right. It's just a state of being of need. Yep. Accept. Do not get caught up in that conversation.
Okay.
Accept through it. I need to understand this better. I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. But what if I'm doing it wrong? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But everybody else is so much further ahead than me. I accept I'm experiencing jealousy right now. It's okay. But I must be doing it wrong. I accept I'm experiencing judgment right now. It's okay. You see how I didn't validate the thoughts? I just used them to identify my state of being.
Yep.
That's the key for you. You've got to accept through your thinking. All day long, as much as possible, not just when you experience resistance.
Okay.
Your thinking is simply coming from your current state of being. If you want your thinking to change, you have to change your state of being. You got to choose a new state of being. Choose acceptance. Keep choosing acceptance. Keep choosing acceptance. So, Patrick, really from this point forward, and I know this is going to sound a little dramatic, but every time you have a question about this work or about your ability to do this work or about how you're doing this work, I want you to accept that you're experiencing need. Because the bottom line is you can do this work. You are doing this work until you stop and believe your thoughts.
Understood.
All right. So
yes.
It's yes. And that might be uncomfortable. Just accept the discomfort. Right?
Okay.
I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. But I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. But what I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. That's it. You see? I know we chuckle, but it's the truth. Imagine with every question you had, if you just accepted the state of being of need, you would very quickly, and this is what I want for you this week, you will very quickly understand you never needed those answers. It was just resistance creating an obstacle because that's what you keep choosing it. It's not resistance's fault. It's doing its job. It's doing a damn good job. So does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right, Patrick. You're doing great. This is when people come in, the people that have created this overthinking experience, they come in and they're still choosing that unconscious resistance that keeps creating. I need to understand. You don't. You just have to do this work. Do the acceptance.
I'm committed.
Yes, I know. And you're going to get there. I think if this week, if you really focus in on consistency and becoming a machine at just accepting and not believing your thoughts, within this week time frame, you're going to have a very different experience of this work.
Yeah, I don't ever want to set goals like that for myself because if I don't make it, then I start questioning, right? And then I go back to experiencing need right now. So I'm unfortunately very goal-oriented, and I need to step away from that. So I don't want to, for me, and not to say that it's not an unrealistic expectation, but if I start placing expectations like that on myself, then I start questioning my ability.
So what state of being just created with everything you just said?
Doubt.
There you go. That's all you need to do. You don't need to explain anything. The first sentence you said, oh, that'll limit me. I accept I'm experiencing doubt right now. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Understood.
Because, again, saying it to me means you're having the conversation in your head. That's all I care about. So that's, you got to stop it at the first sentence. What state of being created that thought? Doubt. What created the limitation? What need? That's how you do this. So you got to hear this stuff. You got to hear when you're talking to people and accept instead. Make sense?
Absolutely.
You got this, Patrick. All right. So next week, schedule with Mike. Please reach out if you have any questions. Well, actually, what I want you to do is accept the state of being a need and then just let that sit and keep accepting, and then see if you really need to reach out or if you just need to accept.
I'm going to work on the latter rather than the former.
Beautiful. But if anything comes up, please do reach out.
You guys have been great, and I appreciate it. And I know that you're very responsive when I need you to be there, so thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And enjoy the rest of your trip.
We'll do our best. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Patrick.
Bye-bye.